This goes to Matthew Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L, fax 989-828-6835. And Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Genevieve, it's G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E, Schumacher, S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R. Date of birth is 9-1-1948. Dear Matthew and Dr. Krepostman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Schumacher with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was February 12th of this year. She has lost 6 pounds over the last 9 months. Since her last visit, she was hospitalized in Bay Medical Center in August of this year. She had a cardiac catheterization and stent placement for a 70% blockage in her left anterior descending artery. She was having pain in her back that radiated around into her chest. She had an abnormal stress test and then, of course, an abnormal cardiac catheterization. She was feeling better until recently. She had similar pain, and she has had a repeat stress test since that time that was normal this time. So she will be following up with Dr. Krepostman next week just to go over test results and to see if there's any further treatment required at this time. Since her last visit, she was started on Jardiance, 25 milligram weekly. She's on low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Plavix, 75 milligram daily. She does use Requip, 1 milligram. She takes 2 tabs at bedtime for restless legs. And she's been started on Fosamax, 70 milligram, and she takes 1 every Sunday. And she denies the pain after taking that. The pain that occurred was on a Wednesday, not Sunday after taking Fosamax. Sometimes that has been known to cause some chest pain in patients due to esophageal irritation. And she did have some recent fractures of her ribs. One was bending over a grocery cart that occurred on the left side, and another one when she was bending over her grandchild's crib to put the baby in the crib. Then the right side had a fracture. So she is worried about how thin her bones are currently. She denies chest pain currently, but she has had those intermittent similar problems with back pain that radiates around to her chest, and she is following with Dr. Krepostman for that. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, no edema, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And other medications I'd like to highlight would be the Rocaltrol, 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. She's on Carvedilol, 6.25 milligram twice a day. Lasix is 20 milligram twice a day. Aldactone is 25 milligram daily. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 173 pounds. Pulse is 59 and blood pressure is 118 over 74. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 13th of 2024. Creatinine is slightly improved at 1.3. Estimated GFR is 43, albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.2, sodium is 136, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 30, phosphorus 3.9, intact parathyroid hormone is 182.7 with normal calcium levels. Hemoglobin is higher than it should be, 16.4. Etiology of this is unknown. Normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable and slightly improved creatinine levels, even after the cardiac catheterization. We would like to continue labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, congestive heart failure history, no exacerbation. 4, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 5, osteoporosis, currently on Fosamax. I wondered if she could possibly be a candidate for Prolia injections every 6 months. That may be a little faster at helping her rebuild the bone mass loss that she has with osteoporosis. Also, her last hemoglobin A1C was 8.1, and perhaps she would benefit from medications such as Ozempic, Mounjaro, or Trulicity, since it has cardioprotective qualities as well as blood sugar control, if her insurance would allow her to have something like that. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.